We continue today in Simon Tes, beginning with Sif Beis and Simon Tes. In the Dirshim Mishnah Brura, we are picking up on page 32, the last line in the Shulchan Aruch. Tzitzim shal pishtim o tshal tzemer rechelim potrim b'chol minei begadim. If one has tzitzis made out of pishtim, made out of linen, or for that matter made out of wool, those type of tzitzis are able to work on any type of beged, immaterial of what the beged is made of. Chutz mishal pishtim o tzemer, o shal tzemer lepishtim, bizman hazeh deleket tchilas mipnei shem kilayim. With one interesting exception, which is that you may not put wool tzitzis on a linen garment or linen tzitzis on a wool garment in today's day and age because we do not have tcheles. As a result of not having tcheles, the mixture of woolen tzitzis with linen garment or vice versa will ultimately create the shatness problem. Now, it's important to understand that technically speaking, tzitzis can be made with shatness. But however, again, what the halacha is telling you is that's only when you have definitive tcheles. In the absence of definitive tcheles, so the mitzvah of tzitzis does not set aside the prohibition of shatness. Therefore, as much as we said that wool tzitzis could work on any garment or linen tzitzis could work on any garment, that's only true as long as it's not wool on linen or linen on wool. The Rama says, "Hagav yish omrim shlo la'aso tzitzis shal pishtim klal, afilu b'sharmin le'mahachi nog." So the Rama comments that some say that you shouldn't make linen tzitzis regardless, irrelevant or immaterial to what the actual beged is made of, and the Rama says that this is the contemporary practice. So going back to page 32 for just a moment, Sif Katan Vav in the Mishnah Bura, Shalt Semer, V'habach Kasav Kevan Diyish Poskim Amachmir Mbazer Shalo La'asos Afilu Tzitzis Shalt Semer L'Shar Minin Kevan Shein Amino Kimavor Beis Yosef. So therefore, here the Mishnah Bura quotes the Bach, who explains that in reality, l'chatchila, the tzitzis that is put on a garment should always be of the same material as the garment itself. And that is true even with wool tzitzis. Akim lo yivarech rak al talas tzemer v'tzitzis tzemer. So therefore, again, the Mishneh Berurah writes, based on the space Yosef writes, that therefore l'chatchila, one should try to have a wool beged with wool tzitzis. However, again, the Minhag Olam is not like that. And the Minhag Olam is like what the Mechaber wrote, namely, that people use wool tzitzis for all different types of garments. Therefore, again, as much as there are those who seem to be more stringent and say that tzitzis should always be of the same material as the beged, there are plenty of others who just simply rely on the basic psak of the mechaber, namely that wool or linen tzitzis could take care of all garments. The only thing one has to be concerned about, again, is wool on linen or linen on wool. The Mishnah Berurah goes on and sif cotton zayin bazman hazeh. So remember, the Mechaber said that today we do not use wool on linen or linen on wool because in the absence of tcheles, we are not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis in its entirety, and therefore again, one should not go ahead and create shatnez tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin writes, Perish bezman hazeh, Perish, tebizman shahaya tcheles, sharetarach lahatel arba chutin, shnei chutin lava shnei chutei tcheles, v'hayim eskayim ayidei zeh, mitzvah tzitzis karoi, hitiru lanu ha-torah lahatel ha-shnayim shalavan, bein mitzemer, bein mipishtim, bein bebeget semer, o bebeget pishtim. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that in a time when there was tcheles and we were fulfilling the mitzvah in the most appropriate l'chatchila dika fashion possible, in that case, again, the fact that the Torah juxtaposes the halachos of tzitzis and shatnez together tells us that one is permitted to go ahead and make tzitzis out of shatnez. However, today, in the absence of tcheles, because the mitzvah of tzitzis is not being performed in the most perfect of fashions, therefore we do not make tzitzis out of shatnez. Ulayesh omrim shezachar ama b'siv ayal aleph t'chol mini begadim chay medoraisa afilu bohem haya az mutra lono min ha-Torah tzitzis shal tzemer v'fishlim yachtov aval achshav sh'deim lono tcheles nimtza de'in lono mekay mitzvah b'shlemusa lo shari lon kelayim. So the Mishnah Berurah just makes reference to the machlokes mechaber and the Rama in yesterday's daf halacha, namely that the Rama said that all different types of begadim are chayiv midoraisa. So, but even according to the Rama, who says that all different types of materials used for begadim create the biblical obligation for tzitzis, even the Rama would agree that in the absence of tcheles, so we don't go ahead and make tzitzis out of shatnez. And that indeed is the halacha lemaisa. That although in a vacuum, if you have wool or linen tzitzis, wool or linen tzitzis could work for any type of baguette. That is only if, to borrow the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, you are being mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimusa in its complete fashion, i.e. with tchelas. But if there is no tchelas, then at the end of the day, one is not permitted to go ahead and make chatnis tzitzis. Let's continue with Sif Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch. Tzitzis shalshan minim, ein pochim ela b'minam. So we've already been exposed to this halacha, that if you make tzitzis out of another material, so it's kosher as long as the beged is of the same material. Kigon meshi lebeged meshi, v'tzemer gefen l'tzemer gefen, ava shalo b'minan einan pochim. So you, again, as we said before, especially according to the Ramah, remember the Mechaber would say that if you make a baguette out of anything other than wool or linen, so such a baguette is only chayv midrabanan. But nevertheless, even if that is so, the tzitzis must then be made of the same material. According to the Rama, who says that a baguette made of any material is chayv in tzitzis dorai, so the same concept still applies. If you're going to make it of a different material other than wool or linen, the tzitzis must be made of the same material. Writes the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Cotton Test, Shalshar, Din Zekoi, Bein Laman Domer, Shaminim Doraisa, Od Rabbanan. This is what we just mentioned before, that this halacha is true, both according to the Mechaber and the Ramah, as we mentioned yesterday. We're not going to go through all of the Mishnah Berurahs today, because the Mishnah Berurah goes into certain technical details about stitching, which is not really so relevant for us, for the halacha l'maisa. Dalit, Sif Dalit in the Shulchan Aruch. Im hitil betalis shalshar minim kitzas tzitzios mimino, ukitzas mitzemer opishtim, yesh listapik bom. So this is an interesting case. Again, I don't think really a shaykh case, but interesting nevertheless, if a person, when making their tzitzis on the talis on the talis katan, made some of them of wool or linen, and then others of a different material. So the Mechaber says, yesh listapik, but we're not sure if one is yotzi the mitzvah or not. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yodalad, yesh listapik, ki ein kan min knaf, so in this case over here, generally we say that the tzitzis must match the corner, namely that whatever the material of the corner of the knaf, that must be the material of the tzitzis. So the issue over here is you have a little bit of a mixture. So he quotes over the Artos Chaim, who says that if two of the strands were made from wool and two of the strands were made from the material of the baguette, that's what Chaim says, you're yotzei. Now the truth is, the logic behind that is pretty sound, because again, remember, the two strands that ultimately are of the same material of the baguette, find the same material, and as we said before, wool works with everything. So although the Mechaber is saying we do not like this idea of mixing and matching, technically speaking, if one did two of the material of the baguette and two of wool, technically it works. Halacha Sif Hei in the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh omrim shetarach la'asos hatzitzis mitzava hatalis v'amedaktikim noagim chen. There are some who say that the tzitzis must be the same color as the beged, and those who are medaktik, those who are meticulous with the details of the halacha, conduct themselves this way. Hagad Rama comments v'ashkenazim ein noagim la'asos hatzitzis rak levonim af bebegadim tzuim ve'in l'shanos. But however, the Rama quotes the Trumas Hadeshin, who says that Ashkenazim, we don't do this. We only make our tzitzis white, and that is true even if the beged itself is a colored beged. And the Rama says one should not deviate from this practice. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tesvav Mitzvah Atalis Mishum Zekili Vandehu Vieshma Farshim Mishum Deba Inon Bezemi Minaknaf. So this is actually very interesting. So the Mishnah Berurah says, that the logic behind the Mechaber Shita is either because Zekili Maveu is the source, this is my God and I will exalt him, is the Talmudic source of the biblical source, I should say, initially, for Hidr Mitzvah, beautifying a mitzvah. We don't just do the mitzvah to get by, but rather we do it in the most beautiful way possible. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says the notion of making the tzitzis the same color as the beged is one of the ways in which we beautify the mitzvah. Or the other possibility is min knaf, keep going with this same connection, that the tzitzis must mirror the corner of the beged itself. Therefore, if the beged is a certain color, therefore it's a din in tzitzis to go out and make it the same color as well. Now again, the Mechaber is very clear that if one did not make the tzitzis the same color, one is absolutely yotze, but yet it's good that the Mechaber encourages this practice, medaktikim noginkim. Those are medaktik. So what's interesting also is we're conditioned just to thinking that tzitzis automatically has to be white. It's very clear from the Shulchan Aruch that that is not the case. You can make your tzitzis any color you want. Now, the reason why this is also important is we'll have to find the time to discuss perhaps some of the contemporary issues regarding tchelas. So according to many, the reason why putting tchelas on your tzitzis is not really a problem regardless is because there's never a problem dyeing the tzitzis any color. So even if technically speaking one is wrong and the tchelas that one is using is technically not the real tchelas, one does not lose out by having colored tzitzis. That's the position of the Mechaber. However, the Rama says, "Af begadim sivuim in tes zayin." So the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Mikomakom roy lemedaktik lasos dafka dalit kinafos otalis katan lavan kidei shiyihya yotze yidei kol shiyase atzitzis lavanim gam mishum dechsev ulavushe kitlag chivar." So the Mishnah Berurah writes that really, so we have Machlokas Mechaber and the Ramos. So Ramos says, even if you're wearing a colored garment, you don't have to go out and put on colored tzitzis. We use white tzitzis. So the Mishnah Berurah just suggests that in reality, one should try just to wear a white talis or a white talis katan, or for that matter, make sure that the corners of the garment are white. This way, when one makes white tzitzis, one has fulfilled the halacha according to everyone. Because even the Mechaber would agree, of course, that if you have a white garment, you should have white tzitzis, or it doesn't even have to be the whole garment. As long as the corner itself is white, that would justify the use of white tzitzis according to everyone. Furthermore, he quotes the pasuk that says, quoting Ulevushe Kitlag Chivar, his clothing was white as snow. Umashe Svasa Beged Kein Tchelas Betaliso Shalanu, Basar Ikra Beged Azlina. So here, and I'm not quite sure what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to, but he says, in our begadim, the edge of the beged is like tchelas, is like blue. Nevertheless, so maybe I would have thought that therefore I have to make a blue garment. Baser ikra beged gazli ozlino. We go after the majority of the beged. As long as the majority of the beged is white, therefore the halacha will be that we keep it white. Going to Sif Vav in the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Omrim, there are those who say, She'in la'asos talis shal pishtan, that one should not make a talis made out of linen. Va'afa pi she'in halacha kein, even though this is not halacha, Yirei shamayim yetzi es kulam va'ose talis shal tzemer rechilim, Shuchayiv betzitis min ha-Torah b'li pikvok. One should make a talis, and for that matter, as you saw yesterday, according to the Mishnah Berurah, talis katan, made out of wool, and therefore one is able to avoid any type of issues. If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, he says Sifkan Yizan Shal Pishtan, the Gazru Chazal Mishum the Azia Muchrach Lasas Bot Tzitzis Shal Pishtan, the Eishlacho Shema Yaase Bo Gam Kein Tcheles, Vahavi Iser Kilayim Sheis Akase Bo Balayla Shaz In Zman Kiyama Mitzvah. So this is very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says the concern over here is that one may actually go ahead and make a talis made out of shatnez. And the issue, of course, is even if technically speaking you want to say that by day that doesn't pose a problem, the concern is you may cover yourself with this garment at night. Nighttime is not the zman for tzitzis, and therefore one is technically getting benefit from shatnez. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch essentially says that the best way to go ahead and avoid this situation is simply to not use linen as part of tzitzis. So the Mishnah Berurah says again, "V'yeshlachu shem yaseh gam bo gam kein tcheles, v'havi iser kilayim sheis kasev b'alayla sha'az ein zman ki mitzvah." Let's say one does have tcheles, so one is permitted to go out and make a tzitzis made out of wool and linen with tcheles. But the issue, of course, is we're concerned, like we said before, that you may use it at night, let's say to cover yourself, in which case one is getting benefits from shatnez at a time where there is not a mitzvah of tzitzis. Va'af de bizmanenu ein lanu tcheles, sviru lehu de mikomakom ein agzira batla. And even though today we don't have tcheles, nevertheless, the gzira still stands. Va'habe poskim yetiru bazeh, de sviru lehu de ikra agzira lo hayrak shlo yatilu bo tcheles, kedei shlo yavali de kelayim. Aval achute apishtim, de gam de bizmanenu leka tcheles lo shayach klal hach gzira. It's interesting enough. So therefore again, the Shulchan Aruch says that even though technically speaking, if you want to go to make a talis out of linen, you're absolutely technically permitted to do so, but in order to avoid any problems, it's just better to stick with wool. The Rama says, "Hago umiu iefshar rak b'talis shal pishtan mutav shiasa talis shal pishtan v'tzitzis shal pishtan mishe isbatal mitzas tzitzis." However, the Rama is quick to comment and says that lamaisa, at the end of the day, if all you have is linen, then of course better to make a talis out of linen. But again, remember, if you're making a talis out of linen, you must make the tzitzis out of linen as well, since the shatnez dispensation does not apply today in the absence of tcheles. So you should make tzitzis out of linen, you should make the talis out of linen, the tzitzis out of linen, and the Rama says, even though there's a concern that perhaps it could lead to shatnez, better to go ahead and make the linen tzitzis, linen talis, than to be mevatel, than to negate the mitzvah of tzitzis. All right, so we will stop over here for today. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, we will pick up with Simin Yud tomorrow.